You're listening to another episode of I Know What You Watched in the 90s and early 2000s. I wish you chicken to China.
You wear those shoes in. It's tricky. It's so tight. Here we go. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
That's a new voice you haven't heard before.
I feel like we just said hello.
I don't know if
now.
I'm supposed to talk or not.
At this point, you have to guess who said hello in what order.
Oh.
Because we were just like, hello.
Welcome.
We're here.
Welcome back to another episode of I Know What You Watch in the 90s and early 2000s. This is Bryant.
Samantha.
Cassie.
And we have a guest with us today.
Our first special guest.
Oh, I'm special. So special.
You have to say
I'm Jason. Is that part of it? Is that
something I thought you were just going
to
do.
I was waiting for you to introduce me.
I thought you were just going into Radio Hits Creep, though.
As well.
I mean, no.
Wait, I thought you were going to go into Creep because I'm special. Oh, so very special.
No. The TLC song?
No.
No, the Radiohead song, but also a good creep.
Oh. As I creep.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was about to go into. You know me so well.
Yeah. The special guest is a man named Jason.
That's me.
He's a friend of the podcast because he's friends with all of us.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Needed he's my best friend.
Gross.
Not even that was weird for me.
That's good. It's even weirder for me.
I'm sure.
I'm just kidding. You guys are all my best friends.
That's sweet.
So today, we're here to do a movie. Today we are discussing American Pie, the 1990. Help me.
Nine.
Okay. 1999.
Yes.
Film. And.
No. Yes, 1999. Okay.
And I guess it's important to note that I think we are billed as two late 80s girls, one 90s boy, with the addition of Jason. We've got...
Is this where we talk about the old man in the room?
You're not old. You're just...
You're just more older.
You just have a different take. He is legit a true 80s man.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That sounded 80... so weird.
80s baby?
80s baby.
80s baby.
90s.
80s kid. 90s
child.
You came into my own in
you
the
were
90s.
A kid
yeah.
in the 80s.
Yeah, I don't remember much.
Yeah, so he just has a different take on a lot of these movies. This one especially, because we were all...
But you were also, I would guess, closer to a teen in the
90s. I was 19 when this movie came out.
Yeah, he got to experience the 90s as a high schooler.
The way that you and I would have wanted.
Really wanted in this room, yeah.
Really, you're the epitome.
The true 90s kid.
Yeah.
You are what we aspire to.
Oh, well.
Exactly.
I wouldn't suggest that.
So, 1999.
There's so much higher goals.
I mean, to have been going to high school in 1998, that's all I wanted.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
So, my first experience with this movie was just from last year. Like, I think I grew up always knowing of it in the...
You're welcome.
Pop culture world, but I'd never, and I was, I think I knew well enough to fake like I had seen it. Like, I'm like, oh, apple pie. But
is that how we fake things?
But I just watched it for the first time last year, and it was funny, but it was one of them. I was like, I'm a girl, I'm very aware that this is not as relatable, but I liked it. Sense. I did, but that was. Yeah, it's not one of those that, other than The Faculty, I think this is the second one we've done where I didn't grow up watching it.
Interesting. Well, my first experience watching it was at a sleepover party when I was in, like, fifth grade.
No.
I know. Maybe I shouldn't tell people about this.
No, I'm
but
excited.
It was, like, one of those moms who, like, doesn't care. So she just, like...
Did she watch it with you?
No. Oh. She was just, like, she took us to the video store and she was like, you guys get whatever you want. And so we were like, American Pie. Because we'd heard some of the boys at school talking about it, which is crazy that they had seen it, too. Because we were, like, little kids.
Yeah.
But she was just one of those moms that would like, you guys go in the living room, watch whatever you want, I'm going to bed. Yeah, she was a cool mom, like from Mean Girls. And so that was my first experience.
That is too young.
That is too young to watch it. I'm pretty sure I did other things while my friends were watching it. Or maybe we all did. Just like went to the kitchen and got ice cream.
She went looking for baked goods.
Yeah.
I went in a direction that should not have gone.
No, nothing like that. No, but I think that we were all just like kind of creeped out and uncomfortable. And then I watched it later on, probably more like high school age, which was the right age to watch it. And it is really funny, but I could appreciate it more when at the time terrified. When I was supposed to be watching it. Yeah.
We need to tell, figure out what was going on.
I think if I had watched it when I was 10, I would have been scared of boys forever. And I, it's, I mean, I basically am.
It was over my head for sure.
This is actually the first time I've seen this movie, which is weird to have watched it with you all.
With his sister and his sister's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Is what he means by you all.
I understand. Yes.
I mean, in the audience in general, too.
Oh.
I'm trying to include them,
too. Oh, that's nice.
But I knew a lot of the jokes beforehand. Just, I don't know, I think people, I went to school, like in junior.
It's in the lexicon.
In junior high, something like 7th, 8th grade, people kept making those jokes. Like the one time at band camp, that joke. Yeah. So I knew that, and I think I knew of the pie scene.
She never really be ready for it, though.
No, no, yeah. you're never
also,
ready.
Also, to be fair, we watch. I guess it's important to say we watch the he watched the unrated version as his first time. So apparently, unrated. the pie scene plays out differently in the unrated than in the rated version.
Wait, we watched the rated version.
We watched the unrated version.
Oh shit! Wait, what's the rated version?
So the only difference I can remember. Because I own both of them. Yeah.
I'm that cool.
Is he, like in the rated one, theatrical, he just holds the pie
up against
to him. And that's when he mounts it. So,
there's have you seen that.
Oh, I watched the unrated then. Yeah. I thought that was just the normal movie.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Like, I think, because the outtakes has him, you know. You don't want to see that motion.
Jason just made a really good visual.
Yeah. We don't need to talk about this
anymore. I mean, no. That's what we're here for.
I mean, we'll get there.
I'm sorry.
We'll get there.
Did you not understand what this podcast was?
Oh, it's... Never mind. I didn't know it was positions on pies. Talk.
Pie talks.
Pie talks.
I know how you fucked the pie.
No, this way's better. Get more torque.
Oh, God.
From who? From the pie?
From your lower back.
That's what you can, things you can do as a teenager.
Yeah.
Jason, what was your first time with this movie?
So I saw this in the theater. And I don't remember a whole lot of coming
how
out.
How old do you feel after seeing
this? Yeah, old. Trust me, this whole thing makes me feel it deeply. But yeah, I saw it in the theater and I remember coming
he's
out.
He's crying,
and,
you guys. He's crying.
I loved it. Like, it was great from then and I still love it. You couldn't make it today, but man, it was good at the time.
You were 19 at the time?
I was 19, yeah.
Okay. So this was like...
So not fifth grade.
I was 10.
Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Yes. I'm glad that you experienced
a much different experience than as
at the right age.
Child.
But yeah, I think that there were... One of the things we do a lot of is what the hell moments.
This entire movie was a what the hell moment for me.
There were a lot.
There's a lot.
There are a lot, but they're all so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say not all. There are some problems in them. Like, he just...
You think so?
Yeah, a little bit. He broadcast a girl to the whole school.
He didn't mean to.
He meant to broadcast
to like
it
to, five
people. To enough people to make it a crime.
To only four people. It was Stifler, Finch, and...
So you're saying that's Kevin. Where, as long as it's four people,
as
you'd
long
be
as you
okay
keep
with
it? Like a handful.
Good to know where you stand on the amount of people that it's okay to broadcast.
He
did.
It was just to his friends. It wasn't going to be a public thing. It was a private screening.
You do sound like you're
so
very okay
with
this. Yeah, he sounds like he's too okay with it.
I wouldn't do it. But.
But I would be welcome to be invited to one.
I would not click on the link.
Rude. But yeah, what was your guys'? I'm trying to think. So because
how
I haven't
are we,
seen
like,
it
going into how are
yeah.
you just gonna start going into
well, I haven't seen it as many times, so I don't I'm trying to like right now I'm even struggling to remember how exactly does it start. Oh, with the porn. Oh yeah, with
yeah,
him.
With the scramble porn.
Yeah, that was another moment where his parents are with Jim is in the room trying to find a dirty channel.
Oh, yeah.
And his mom. And he's talking to his parents while he has a sock on his business.
Yeah. That was an uncomfortable part. Is that your what the hell moment?
That was uncomfortable?
That's one of them. The thing is, there's just so many. I was like, what are these? Uh-oh. Brian's dying.
I'm good. I'm good. No, yeah. It was funny. But I lost my train of thought. I was going to go somewhere. Oh, did anyone else think this felt like a parody of teen movies?
I don't think, I wouldn't say parody. I think it felt like a different kind of teen movie.
It was a turned up.
Yeah, like the other teen movie. And also because we've done a lot of PG. This might be one of the first R ones we did.
And it's a hard R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got it.
It was, it's like a little bit ahead of its time. There weren't really movies like that.
Yeah. Because that, I think like now we're used to things like Superbad or.
Yeah, that was well after.
It started
didn't
a trend.
Have a teen movie that was a hard R.
No.
I don't think so before this. I don't remember.
No.
I feel like in teen movies, they were like, oh my gosh, the prom and kissing and...
Yeah, they didn't take it there.
This was just a whole... Which I do...
Now we fuck pies.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where...
But it had to be a specific type of pie. Well, it had to be an apple pie, apparently.
Warm
apple pie.
A la mode.
I know. He provides the ice cream.
Ew! That's what you're here for.
He left it open for me.
But it makes me very curious. As a girl, I'm like, is this what teenage boys are like? Which I don't really want to know because we have a lot of teenage boy cousins that I don't want to think of like that. But that was, I think that was my...
I think it's closer than your regular teen movies.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
It could be.
There's no Heath.
What do you mean?
The secret convos.
Yeah,
that
you
they
guys
actually
are
have.
Both teenage boys. Why wouldn't
you? That's what I'm saying. You know, you're used to your more PG-13 boy. It's just like, I just want to touch your shoulder.
Let me get a band to play for you.
So you're telling us this is the real version.
Yeah.
Let me dance on bleachers.
That I made the right choice not to date in high school.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for validating that.
And if
that.
It's
all
right,
I
need your baby.
This is
bad. So when I was watching it, I couldn't really place like why they were friends with each other. Like whenever they first introduced Finch, I was like, why is he
that was the weirdest one.
Because I felt like, oh, he just does their homework. But then they kept hanging out with him. I was like, why are they still hanging out with Finch?
And yeah, Finch is cool.
I mean, from the rumors, yes. Yeah. But also, and then like Stifler, I didn't get why they all hung out. Like, I guess
because
he
of
has
the
party.
Lake house.
Because of Oz, man. Oz is the thing that brings them together.
So like, and then like, whenever I saw that they were on lacrosse again, I was like, oh, that's why they hang out with them, because they're on lacrosse. But like,
those two.
Yeah, but then like, why is Stifler like, oh yeah, you can invite your buddies too, like.
Because he's a jerk, but he's an accepting one. He just likes to greet people at his house party. He sits with, hey, what the hell are you doing here?
Sherman.
Yeah, Stifler. I think that Stifler was cool because he was kind of like, he had the mom that was like the mom that let us watch this in fifth grade, where she just like hung out in the basement and didn't care. Uh-huh. And just let people do whatever they wanted.
So you felt like a Stifler.
No,
like a victim to a Stifler mom, but not in the way that this movie
that
is. Yeah,
not right.
No, clear the air. Not in that way. In the way that Stifler's mom was just like, oh, they can do whatever they want. I'm gonna hang out. Like, I feel like that made Stifler cool because he could get away with throwing parties.
Yeah,
and he had like a house and no one that cared. Like, they couldn't do that at Jim's house.
Yeah, no, his dad was always around. I mean, they could have, but his dad would have just insisted on being part of it.
Yeah.
I think his dad was my favorite character.
Awesome.
Just when he brings the magazine.
Yeah, I love his...
I know, that is...
I'm not familiar with this trade.
Yeah, I love his sex tutorial with the magazines. And the way that he was saying, now open to this center. Like, every single time he was telling him open to the center part, he knew exactly what was there. It made me think, like, did he do a run-through just alone in his room? He's like, this is how I'm going to teach Jim about sex. I have to know what I'm referencing. So he made notes. He had basically a syllabus of how he was going to use this to... inform Jim's knowledge.
Yeah, he was not good at the adult talks. I don't know where he got his, like, source material or where he, like,
thought that would be a good idea. He got his source material.
Well, true, but, like, the whole, like, how he framed it up in his head, like, this is how I'm going to go about it. I mean, at one time, he was talking to him, and he was like, yeah, back in my day, we just called it beating the salami. Oh, God. I was like, these are awful transitions.
I want a movie where it's just the dad. Like going porn shopping.
And yeah. Consulting, do you think he got a clerk to help him?
Tell me your thoughts on Shaved.
Shaved is it when you're looking for a more clean experience?
Is that you know he was like such a dork when he checked out with those magazines too. He was just like, oh yeah, what do we got here? These are some good ones, huh?
Do you see? You know what I bet? I bet he was also talking to people around him, like waiting in line, like commenting on their purchases. Like, oh, that's. Would you recommend that?
He totally was. You know he was.
Which one of these do you subscribe to?
Which is more weird?
Which has the best articles?
Very early on, I wrote. I mean, he's a great character, but also his eyebrows for prom king, because his eyebrows are just so thick and expressive. Dad? Yeah.
Yeah, they were there.
Eugene Levy, that's his name.
He's great.
Being back to, like, yeah, I didn't relate to this a lot, but I really liked the group of friends. I feel they were very ride or die friends, because the reason why I think they were friends with Finch is I'm going to go back and assume they met when they were, like, kids.
They come off as, like,
childhood friends.
Childhood friends that are just in high school now.
Yeah. But they're so supportive. Like, they went to...
They made a pact. That's...
Okay, let's talk about the pact. Because Kevin's kind of a dick.
He sucks.
Even more so than Stifler. Like, he seems a little aggressive. But passive-aggressive aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, I love you.
Like, it's a good thing he wasn't super muscular.
Yeah,
because...
it's a good thing he didn't have access to, like, Stifler's medicine cabinet.
True.
Stifler's roofies.
What do you mean?
Wait, what? Was that part?
No.
He just is assuming based on the kind of person.
Yeah.
No, I feel like Stifler was like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And if not going to happen with this girl, just move on to another girl.
Drink some jizz and move on to the next girl.
One of the the most tense parts of this movie was just like them passing the jizz
back.
It was just like, and almost every time, it's just like worse than any Hitchcock movie that.
Wow, bold claim.
I've only seen the one.
Worse than that Hitchcock movie, the one I saw. I like that they called back to it when they're at the prom party later, and he checks his beer cup before he takes a sip. Like, clearly it's haunted him forever.
That would be, like, a lifelong, like, trauma.
But could you go back and drink? Because I feel...
You're checking every glass.
How could you drink beer again? Much. Because surely it was a...
How could you drink anything again?
Stifler, how was the pale ale?
Ew.
Good joke.
That was a good joke.
What was I going to say? Yeah, that's really gross. But I didn't... Kevin was annoying, but why do you think he was annoying? Just because he was pressuring everyone?
So when they make the pact, and he's talking about, what was her name? His girlfriend, Tara Reid. He says, I've put in months of quality time.
Oh, that's true. He did say that. Like, he's owed a sex.
Yeah, he's owed the loss of virginity.
that's not cool. That's not an okay
thing
to say. And
then during the pact, he also says, it's got to be consensual. Check mark that box. It's got to be consensual. So,
is that a bad thing, though?
No, it's a great thing. But why does it have to be said in this group?
Yeah,
like as if
alarming.
Okay. I understand. I understand the problem now.
It's kind of an understood, is it not?
The way he said it, though, do you think he was worried about? Because he did say Finch. That means no prostitutes.
Do you think like?
Oh, so he was trying to clarify.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You just can't buy it. Type of. Do you think that's what?
Though. I mean, you're paying for it. It's consensual.
I guess. You'll
probably get robbed, but it has to be consensual means. Don't go raping.
Yes, more.
Why does that have to be said?
What is consent?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So.
It's going to turn into a discussion about... I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, he... I think that the way that his... I did like, though, that it was very realistic how his and Vicky's thing turned out. That they were like, yeah, this wasn't great. I mean, it's sad because you don't want your first time to be that. Eh. But we're like, okay, I guess I'll never see you again. Yeah. Post-sex. I like that, it was wasn't.
Total 180.
Yeah. Yeah, that it wasn't like, we've done it and now we're together forever. Yeah.
He humped her out of the picture.
No, she dumped him.
Well, I know. But...
No, he said humped.
Oh.
Out of the picture.
I heard dump.
Oh, my bad. So that's Kevin, but...
Well, also, my...
Okay, I guess we actually can just go down the list of...
No, I just want to talk about one more.
Oh.
One more Kevin thing?
No.
So,
another person.
Oh, okay. So, like, whenever... Yeah, like, Kevin got real weird about the pack, though.
He's very...
Because, like, whenever... I think at prom, whenever they were outside and, like, it looked like no one was going to get laid besides Kevin.
He was sad.
Yeah, he was, like...
He was putting pressure on him. Yeah. Because he knew he was going to get it. And they weren't.
But why was that pressure?
I think he was
rubbing it in.
Yeah, I was like, maybe that's...
No, but like, he was like, everyone else has to do it at the same time as I do. And like, it was just...
I think he just wants to watch him.
I think... they were just going to do it.
Like... That was kind of crappy of Kevin. Like, because he already knew that, like, she had said that tonight would be the night. And then he was just kind of like rubbing it in, like Jason said. I hadn't thought about that.
Okay, I didn't think he was rubbing it in. I thought he was like... He was more of, like...
Motivational.
Trying to motivate them, but, like... I just don't understand, like... Why, like... It's not gonna happen tonight, so, like... Just forget it, get yours, and then... Worry about theirs later.
Yeah.
And
it was
so...
pretty obnoxious, though. Like, I wouldn't have felt motivated by that.
I think that it's an indication of if... What is you're more excited about is, like... having sex at the same time as your friends instead of your actual sex, it's probably a sign that it's not the right move for you. Let that be the lesson in this.
Well, do you think he's one of those people that, like he wants to talk about it, but if no one else is, like, if his friends haven't done it, he has nothing to talk to them about. So he wanted like something that they could share.
Maybe.
Like, because he did have the Bible book thing, which
he did get, that was,
which why didn't he? I guess he didn't. Didn't have to.
He's got to ask.
Got to ask.
Yeah, he had to ask his brother for it.
No, his brother gave it to him, but like...
Yeah, but not until he asked and proved himself worthy.
Yeah. But like, why wouldn't he just tell his friends, like, hey, here's some tips.
That is a dick move, not
like,
sharing it
with
his
friends. Hey, maybe try this instead of doing this.
Try this tongue tornado or tongue twister.
But the thing is, ask guys, tornado. How do you talk to your guy friends about that? Like, how do you show them?
And why was that in such a public place? Like, any...
It was
hidden,
though.
At some point, somebody could come along, they could find it,
like,
and then they would probably just throw it away. And it looks like a lot of work.
I don't think a janitor would throw that away, though.
Probably take it home.
Or, yeah.
You add more to it. It's like, maybe try this.
It couldn't be passed on.
I'll show these kids.
So.
I don't know. Like, speaking of that, the fact that...
For as much as it's been passed down,
Yeah.
That all of their conversations about sex, about when to do it, about how they did it, are in the middle of class. Like, the fact that you're like, can't you just go to a park or to a restaurant after school?
That was crazy.
Why are you just talking about, like, why is Vicky in the middle of a test going, let's do it. Let's
oh, yeah.
Sex.
I wrote it down in here somewhere. Like, there's not a single, outside of Eugene Levy, there's no parents or teachers or anybody in this movie.
Oh, yeah, they're
in
just in school.
At best. Like, there's that one teacher that says something in class before she says... It's going to be prom or whatever. But other than that, there's no parents. They just get away with everything.
Yeah,
Stifler's
it's like,
mom clearly doesn't.
Michigan's
that.
Where you wanted to go
I mean,
to high
I think for this movie, it had to be
no
parents.
Yeah, I mean, it had
teachers.
To. It's just crazy. No. Not one of them are like, these kids are awful.
Yeah.
I would just like to see a teacher that would be like, yeah, okay. Sure.
Just curl
acknowledge it, but like, it's whatever. These kids are horny.
Can't stop them.
Can't stop, won't stop.
One of my...
What was the thing that you said in your cheer? Teens getting some?
Teens getting some, yeah.
You got your wish.
Finally, somebody. I'm just kidding. I think they've had sex in all of them. Or they've tried. I don't know. But one of my favorite lines is after the party, when at the party at Stifler's, and they all wake up, and they're like, Finch, where were you, man? We didn't see you. And he goes, I tried to arrive fashionably late, and then I arrived too late.
Yeah. That was a great line.
My favorite line slash a relatable line.
Yeah.
Most relatable moment.
Yeah, that was it. It made me laugh.
And there were like a lot of rooms in that house too, which was kind of weird that like Sherman was just hanging out upstairs and nobody noticed until he came down the next day. That's a weird thing to do.
To just hang out in someone else's house.
Is that the people that you aren't friends with? Is that
the Cutto kid from Can't Hardly Wait?
Yeah. He was so gross.
He was.
That's so mean to say, because it wasn't, but he just looked like such a slimy dude.
Yeah. I think that my what the hell moment was definitely the whole Shermanator speech. It grossed me out, and it was very, like, ominous and creepy.
The one in the beginning?
Yeah, when he was like, I've been sent back through time to be the ultimate, what did he say, like, sex machine or something like that.
Something it was just like that.
Gross and ominous and creepy.
And then he finished it with his Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, he was really gross.
A lot of strange.
He's a gross dude.
Yeah. I don't know if he's totally disposable, because I feel that's what spurred Kevin on to be like, no way, this guy, he thought he had had sex before him, but he just, I was like, I was, no, no thanks.
And that he's just like hanging out upstairs when he's not even friends with those guys.
No,
he was just creepy. Yeah.
Well, I think syphilis parties are the type of party that like,
everybody shows up.
Yeah, and like, if you're invited or not, like, no one's gonna know.
Yeah,
no, but it gets so out of control that's like.
Do you remember at the beginning when he's going around, Stifler's going around saying hi to? I mean, obviously not true because he turned away the band kids.
Yeah.
So meanly, they're like, we heard there was a party.
Let me check.
That part was sad.
It was so mean.
Try the house down the street.
Yeah. It was actually pretty funny. It was, it was just like real. Just cause like that guy came out and like was slurring his words.
Yeah, and was giving him a beer.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we talk about Casanova for a second?
Oh.
Oh my gosh! I'm so glad you brought that up.
I think it's Nova. I think his friends call him Nova.
Yeah. He told that chick to call him Casanova.
No, he's like, you can call me Nova.
They call me Nova.
Casanova. No, I know.
Yeah.
So okay. Because that was during the party scene at the beginning, right?
Yeah. He didn't show up because he had a college girl.
A college girl who. Majors in postmodern feminist thought.
Yeah, which he thought was like, a sure thing.
Oh, cool.
Which, what even is that?
But like, so before the Casanova line, the line before that, suck me beautiful.
Suck me beautiful.
Yeah. Once again, a problematic thing to say.
Is it?
I would say
it's a compliment in a way. He's calling her beautiful.
It's a command and a compliment all in one. Oh, okay.
And, you know.
I mean.
He's Nova.
I was going to say. Girls like him when guys take charge sometimes. Maybe he just took a chance.
Brian, you keep explaining. Like, you keep trying to provide rational for things that are problematic. And I
should have that what is the consent conversation.
I'm worried that you're going to come across as a real jerky dude. It's not going to help you in your future.
This movie's not going to help me in any future.
No. I'm just saying, you keep trying to, jokingly, I hope, rationalize some of these things that are...
He's just going with Oz.
Sure. I liked Oz's transformation, though. Because, like, at the beginning, you were just like, really? I'm the only one that has this opinion?
Cassie's crush corner.
Yeah. She didn't say she had a crush on him. She said she liked him.
No, I didn't have a crush on him. I just liked his transformation. Because, like, at the beginning when he's on that date, you're just like, oh, this guy's kind of a tool.
Oh, no.
And then, like, throughout the movie when he starts hanging out with Heather. I mean, the choir thing was a little bit much. But, yeah.
No, I couldn't stand his voice anymore.
He turned out to be, like, a nice guy.
I agree.
Yeah. And I liked him. Like,
he turned out to be a better person, yes. But, like, just the way his acting changed from, like, whenever he was...
So bad.
Goes from suck me beautiful to...
Singing, could you believe in magic? I think
that's... But, like, his voice...
That's the thing. I want to know who told him to whisper talk through the whole damn thing.
That's what I was like. He sounds...
Oh, God, Stifler, no.
Stifler. He was inspired by Keanu. He tried to Keanu, Keanu really does it much better.
Keanu's got that corner on lockdown. He doesn't need to mess around.
Right, no, I agree.
It just, it was so bad. He was the one guy that I could not.
Watching this movie, I would see like the corner of my eyes that you and Sam were like taking notes. I was like, should I be taking notes right now?
He did drove me crazy.
I wrote like,
but like just, every time he was on scene, it would be like,
just scribble.
He just has this eternal, and I think it might be the whispering, but it's. He sounds like he's constantly being sarcastic. So I was like, what is
he's whispering
happening?
And squinting, and I just don't
I think
like
he just
it.
Has little eyes.
And then the you believe in magic. He just goes off on a Scooby-Doo, dooby-doo-wop-ops.
Doop-doop-doop. And
the teacher's like, that's so good.
So much soul.
Oh, didn't you say like right after that? It's like, no, it's not.
No, it's bad. And then he's like, I'll do the solo. And she's, okay, cool.
Yeah, you're, this
you
kid
just
is...
got here and you're terrible, but... You do the solo.
To be fair, Heather was not a great singer either.
Apparently she did her own singing.
What was the other dude's name?
It's...
The guy that wanted the solo?
Oh.
I have no idea what his name was.
I wrote it down.
Kevin? No. That was,
I think it started with a B.
Guy. Bryce?
He was fun.
Brad? Blaine?
No, it's none of those.
Bing?
Yeah, I don't
yeah, I don't understand. That whole competition... They didn't tell you if they lost or won, which is good because I would have never, like, if they legit won, I would have been like, this is
they just, won
maybe that's why they didn't tell you.
In the competition, yeah. I was
they
like,
didn't
if, yeah.
Win?
That's what I'm
they
saying.
Didn't
they,
show.
They didn't tell you because they're like, if these people legit won, you would have. The
takes
whole...
me out of this movie.
Yeah, they're like, we don't have time to write in, like, a good
the
performance.
The validity of
yeah.
this performance is. Everyone else must have been really bad if they had been declared
they
the winner.
Didn't,
but I did.
Didn't sing after they went out. They got it.
I did like his transformation. And his. I wasn't annoyed by his voice, but it was hard for me to take him seriously. He was just.
Are you sure? Because you kept writing down notes every time you talked.
It was his transformation
it was funny.
Like sweet, but overly sweet. He just went. He took it too far.
Over the top. Yeah.
I think we already talked about, yeah, the fact that they have these conversations about things. Not to be a prude, but this is like quiet conversations that you have in, you know, the secrecy of your home or the phone or something. And then when Kevin's talking to his brother about helping him, his brother just, he's in the middle of a sushi restaurant. He goes, oh, you want to help her orgasm? And then the guy next to him is like, hey, is this good? It was just so weird that they're talking about
try
these
the,
things.
Try the spicy tuna.
Try this.
What's that? Don't worry about that.
I had a quick thing. Going back to Sherman and the party. Why did he call them to his room? Because, like, they were in the living room, and then, like, he was in front of that room with that girl, and he called them over.
For what?
For his line.
Oh, yeah. So he could be like, hey, guys.
Check out this Central High
yeah.
girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Be quiet. Or what? Could you practice a little tact? I'm getting something started in the bedroom.
Was that whenever the MILF thing was going?
No, that was the second party.
That was the second party?
This was, we're still in the first party.
That's the first party? Mm-hmm. I'm getting things mixed up.
Too many parties in this movie. One of my favorite parts was also the tech when he dances to the techno music. When Jim dances
to Nadia?
Strips to the techno music.
I'm sorry. Jason Biggs in this movie is perfect.
Yeah. He was a
you
good
should
guy.
Be sorry.
Yeah.
So good.
I mean,
he's the
probably
perfect.
My favorite character.
Oh, by far.
Besides his dad.
Yeah. Well, you can see where he gets it. He's just so good at the dorky, nerdy kid that just wants to
he
try.
He was so perpetually sweaty. Do you think that was him?
Had a sheen to him.
Or that they were like, that would be funny if we made him sweaty. Let's...
He did a lot of running in this movie.
Apparently, he got a heat stroke during that scene where he was running.
From house to house?
Yeah. Like,
aw, no way. That was too bad.
He got like a heat stroke whenever after they finished filming that scene. They had to like pat him down with ice.
Oh gosh!
Put him in an ice bath.
Devotion. I did have
but
a
that
question.
Scene was really funny when he's just like fucking running,
jumping over bushes.
Which, how? Because they were supposed to study. Like, what was his plan? Like, watch her undress and then like whatever.
Go study.
No, but like after she's leaving the room, he has to run back. How far were the houses?
I think they were studying in the room. He was just waiting for her to get changed, and then we took a turn.
We did take a turn.
Yeah.
I did mean to ask. So this was a question specific for you.
Good.
Was Jason Biggs, because, you know, I wasn't in high school at the time. Does he dress cool for 1999?
That's a good question.
I was curious. There were a lot of floral shirts.
Yeah. No, I'm going to say no.
No?
I can't say that
Were they supposed to be cool? Because they did not. I don't think any of them were cool. I think the coolest one was Oz.
Any, I don't think any of them were the cool kids in school, except for maybe.
I mean, Finch. Oz,
people like still, Finch. No.
Finch wasn't cool, but he was rumored to be.
Finch
cool.
Was a 40-year-old in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sipping mochiattos.
I liked him.
And yeah. Shit break.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot.
Really?
He was.
You didn't like Finch?
No, I didn't. Aww. And I don't want to spoil anything because at the end we always say who our disposable
kids. Oh,
so
I mean, we could get into that right now.
Just watch out.
Watch out, yeah. Finch. I'm watch coming yourself, Finchy. For you.
I mean, we could get into that right now because I don't think there's really a thing that we're following. It's not like we're like, okay, this we don't have segments. It's just like we're just talking.
I think Brent just described what
podcast. I'll tell you who's you know what? Fuck this. My disposable character. Is Nadia.
Of course. Jason stinking really? Typical. Yeah. It's a naked girl
oh,
in the movie.
Oh, you said not disposable.
Not disposable.
Okay, I thought you said disposable.
Undisposable.
I was like, she had a big part.
She had a big part.
She had
as to
a lot of big parts.
Boy. No. Yeah. There you go. Nice. You earned every part of that rim shot.
Ayo! I'm so glad that there's another guy on this podcast.
Gross.
Anyway, yeah, Shannon Elizabeth was a real thing back in 99.
I really think was... her Zek. Huh? Her Zek. Zek, how would you say that? Accent is flawless.
I thought she was Russian.
No, I think she's
I don't know what she was
Zek
supposed
Republican.
To be.
Czech? Czech.
I don't care.
Czech Republican.
I don't care.
Okay, I'm just trying to help you.
Her accent was trash. Everything else was perfect.
Did she leave in the movie because she was mad about the internet thing or because somebody
her
found
sponsor
out?
Her sponsor
sent her home.
Oh, and they sent
okay.
her home.
Yeah.
I kind of missed how that played out. Like, I know that Jim was sad because she went back, but yeah. I wasn't sure. Because she kind of seemed like she would think it was just funny.
Yeah.
Which was kind of weird, but also
she would.
Her.
I mean, she so, just, like,
yeah.
She did just masturbate on his bed.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
crazy. That
she
is a level
very
of comfort.
Modest.
But
to be fair, she
I've
thought
never...
she was alone.
To be fair, she's at someone else's house, supposed to be studying.
So?
So you don't just do that.
Yeah, you don't just do that.
Let me write that down.
I'm learning so much from this movie.
The things not to do.
Sometimes you just got to.
I think Sherman might be my most disposable character, even though not really, because he was integral to getting the plot going.
Yeah, without him, you don't have the pact.
Trying so hard. Steph's little brother. The two scenes.
He was
that
funny. I thought he cracked me up in the two scenes that he was in.
No, yeah, he was funny when he came out in the club.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, him and, like, I know they were bonding over something super gross, but I can't help but love a good brotherly love.
True.
Aw.
I've never bonded like that with my brother.
Thank God. Good. I'm not saying, I'm not promoting it. I'm just
no,
saying.
Sounds
it was
horrible.
Still cute. I don't know. You go, Cassie.
Well, sorry, but it's that time where I say that I think that Finch was my most disposable character. He just, like, he didn't have any, like, moments in the movie that were great to me. I mean...
Without him, you don't get to Stifler's mom.
I know the whole Stifler's mom thing happened, but that could have been anyone. I mean, I guess, like, that was kind of his only purpose in the movie was the Stifler's mom scene.
But he seems the type to seek out and... finally
True.
Aged older woman.
His character just didn't really, like, do anything for me. I'm just like, okay, he's just kind of this, like, weird guy who, it does act like a 40-year-old.
Yeah, he did seem very old.
Just isn't really, like, cool. Like, he would really annoy me if I was in high school.
Hmm.
And maybe that's why I didn't like him, because I'd mean, be like, I just don't want to be around that guy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Huh?
He's kind of hipster before he was.
Yeah, exactly. I liked him, but I do under. That's a good basis for someone who's disposable if you wouldn't want to hang out with them if they were real.
Yeah. So maybe that's just my basis. Was I was like, if I was in high school, that guy would really annoy me.
It's fair.
I mean, yeah.
I think Kevin. I mean, once again, someone who is. But in term, if that's what we're going, someone I wouldn't want
to
be around.
So it's not disposable characters, it's a character you like the least.
That's true. Okay, let me think disposable. Pass. I can't think of one.
Okay.
Well, that's why I said Stifler's little brother, because, like, he didn't add anything. Like, it was comedic moments, but, like, it was so fast that, like, it could have. Like, if you cutted that part of that scene out, it would have still worked fine.
Yeah. I'm losing Oz. Because you lose Oz, you lose
Heather,
and you don't need either one of them.
That's
yeah. You lose the choir.
Yeah, you lose story, all the yeah. terrible singing. You lose the I gotta leave lacrosse game championship to go hit my solo.
I think that
what's have to deal with the whispers.
Jim's dad could have been like a single parent. His mom was unnecessary. If that's what
was she called. Even in it?
Yeah, but that's just barely. A cop out. Like that's not even a real answer.
She was
I just
at the table or something.
Yeah.
She was at the beginning.
Yeah, I remember she walked in and was super awkward. My phone is going off like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I really speaking of people that were just like ahead of their time along the lines of Finch, did anyone wonder about Jessica?
I thought she was so cool.
Yeah, like, she was really cool, but also she was so much more like mature than everyone else and like
yeah.
Do you think it was like Drew Barrymore never been kissed? She was undercover in high school.
Yes, because I thought either that or I thought maybe she's like an intern. Like she's like doing
teacher's
like
assistant.
Her like teacher's assistant. Yeah, and then she just likes to hang out with the high schoolers. But she was eating lunch with them in the cafeteria. So I was like, maybe not. And they were working on papers together. But still, she was just like such a different character than
she's
everyone
very
else.
Very progressive.
Yeah, she was just very like progressive and like mature. And
but she didn't seem bothered by the stuff that which I guess everyone needs, or every movie needs a good sardonic friend.
She didn't
friend.
Seem like she was really in there.
She was
group.
Just
she
offering
was
advice
with,
every once in a while.
So why
Carolina
was she helping
Finch, that was
Kevin
it.
Try to get...
Vicky?
Because yeah.
she's friends with Vicky.
But if she was friends with Vicky, do you think... Like,
I think she was just doing the assist where she could.
Yeah.
Like, who was she helping? She was helping out Kevin more than she
I
was helping
she
out
was,
Vicky.
I bet she was like a senior who just didn't have that many classes to take, but had to fill her time somehow. So she
I have to be here, yeah.
Helping people out where she could, taking their money, if she could make a few bucks
okay.
off of...
What was the thing, like, how did the Finch rumor start? Was it
with her.
Jessica?
Yeah.
Why did they start? I missed that part.
Because he paid her $200 to say that she had slept with him and, like, yeah, start saying things about him.
Why?
Because that was his
so
plan.
So the other girls would be like, ooh, I want some of that.
Exactly.
She just wanted the $200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The $150.
Yeah.
For those, remember she was like, spent $150 on these earrings. And I was like, why? Those are... I mean, maybe they're really nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, it's hard to get nice earrings when you're in high school. You have to, like, shop at, like, Forever 21 and Charlotte Russe. You don't get to get, like, the premium stuff. So you can
get them diamonds till later.
Yeah.
Those, okay.
You didn't go to Zales in high school?
Yeah.
You didn't
get to do that.
No one went to Jared's?
Zales Jr. It's for the budget diamond lover.
Yeah.
For the faux diamond lover in you.
I like Jessica. I thought she was cool.
Yeah.
And I wonder, so you know that girl that Sherman was talking to that kept hanging, so everyone thought they were together because they had sex, and then it turned out that no, they were just talking. What were they talking about?
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
And especially if he's telling her things like, I urinate this when I get nervous. She's like, okay, let's hang out forever.
She's just used to people like Stifler. She was a hot high school chick. So now Sherman's like opening up to her.
The
and
sensitive.
Telling him all his inner nonsense. And that's how it turns into him peeing on himself.
Yeah.
So he's just different. He still looks like a monster.
But that's the thing. It's like, why would you... I get if you stay up talking with him all night, but she seemed to actively like being around
she
him and keep hanging
him.
Out with him. And I'm like, what are they saying that she is just gung-ho to keep chilling
also,
with this
guy?
Also,
did she not hear before prom that her and Sherman had sex?
I guess not.
Is that the first time she heard
no
of that?
No one was telling her.
She may have just not had very many friends.
Oh,
and
I don't
also,
think anyone outside of like Kevin and Stifler are in that group are talking about
Sherman
at all.
True. No. I mean, valid point.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe Dead she Kevin's. Didn't get out much. And she was like, this is fun to talk to someone for 5 hours.
She homeschooled.
She was homeschooled.
Maybe, because we didn't see her in school, did we?
Well, they said she went to a different school.
Oh, so that's probably it too then. The fact that if she went to a different school, there was nobody talking.
Yeah.
To going up to her, it was just when she ran into Vicky a lot. You know what? Disposable character. I think Vicky. I honestly forgot about her. So, like, it could have
been Tara Reid.
Yeah, she was just like.
Yeah.
It could have been. I mean, I guess Kevin needed a steady girlfriend, but it was she.
He did put her in months of time.
Her as a character was just kind of boring.
I think Tara Reid would be so sad to hear you say that. Sorry, this is like the movie that put her on the map. I know.
This,
yeah. Like,
is this her most iconic role besides Sharknado?
I'm pretty sure it is. She's this is like her it movie.
She's super cute. She looks cute, and she was just kind of blah. And she wore and her. One of my favorite things about teen movies are the prom scenes because of how glitzy everyone gets. And her prom dress was like, it's like she barely tried. And I did like not like that.
Black Target dress.
That is
dress,
true. It was pretty plain.
Yeah, she just, it looked like she went like, which, if that's how chill she was about it, good for her. But she was like, oh, prom's tonight. I guess I better find something to wear. And I was disappointed.
But outside of Kevin making the bet, he was kind of blah too. So they
worked
well together.
Yeah, they're both blah people.
So they're disposable couple then. Yeah.
That outblahed themselves. Blahed themselves to boredom.
So Oz's and Heather's scenes, I swear to God, every time, like watching this movie, I would forget that it was a movie and not like.
Oh.
Like, TV show.
Yeah. And so, like, almost every time their scenes would end. It would be like a teen CW show going into commercial, and then like
music source.
Yeah, and then like
last week on Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, it felt like a Dawson Creek episode, and then we would go to like gym or some random show. Like, there's this movie going on. It felt like four like different movies. It just felt like a completely different plot of the movie. I was like, it didn't feel like it fit.
Especially when they got into like the prom and after party.
Yeah.
It was real heavy with cutaways.
Yes.
They like to cuddle.
Yeah.
It's from what it's what I got.
Did they have sex?
I think they did, but Oz I thought they did, but that was part of Oz's transformation. Like, I'm not gonna
kiss and tell.
I'm not gonna share it. I'm just gonna be vague and not specify and not disrespect her by talking about it. That's what I thought.
I agree. That's how I took it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because like everyone
then they did it outside.
I mean
Yeah.
No one was outside though. They're worried about what was going on inside.
True.
But like because they were it was Kevin, Oz and Jim, right? Finch wasn't there when they were talking about it.
I thought he was.
Yeah, he was at the afterwards when they were at the shawarma place.
Shawarma? Is that really shawarma.
I didn't write down or say anything, but it reminded me of the shawarma scene in The Avengers because they were just all sitting around the table talking about what happened.
No, Finch was there.
Better movie.
They can't. They can't have a recap of what happened without all members of the pack there. Obviously.
But did Finch say that he slept with Stifler's mom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he talked about older women.
Yeah, he was like, it was good. Yeah. It was really good. I'm pretty sure it was his exact phrasing.
Well, because, like, they were all pretty vague about it, were they not? Like, about what happened? I feel like Jim was guys, this shit went crazy. Like, shit went down.
I think Oz was the only one that was vague. Everyone else, maybe they didn't see it, but they all kind of seemed like they for sure affirmed that they had. Mm-hmm. I like how excited Jim was when she goes, say my name, bitch!
Say my name, bitch!
Apparently that was ad-lib.
And then see how excited he is. Like, she used me.
She used me.
I was used.
But this is my. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. I know they end up getting married, right?
Yes.
They do. I think
an American wedding. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I think so.
So I like knowing that. I think it's so cute just to see their origins of their relationship. She was so. I mean, if we're going to go by people who would annoy me, it would be her. But she was so funny, because with all her incessant stories.
Like, between her voice and Oz's raspy voice, it was just like, fuck, everyone talking. I was reading the subtitles to, like, all right, I'm just going to read the joke, and it made me laugh. And I was just, like, not paying attention to their voices, because she would, like, her voice was like, I can't. Can't do it because
I loved it. All her stories where she's like, and it was so funny. Because, and yeah, it never
she,
was.
It never was. She tries to convince herself that it was at, like, the end of all of them.
Yeah, this and this happened at band camp, and then we weren't expecting it, and it was so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, like, at the party, whenever she asked Jim about a story, and he's like, my stories are, like,
a little more risque.
Yeah. And one time at band camp, I stuck a flute up my pussy.
It just comes out with it. But she backs it up after, like, a regular one.
She's, yeah, like, she's, we, like,
play bingo, and then one time I shoved a flute.
Yeah, because Jim goes, so the story is that you once had to kiss a guy for 90 seconds. Yeah. I was, yeah. And it was so funny. She's like, oh, and one time at band camp, I stuck a flute up my pussy. And it takes him a second to register.
I think she was running out of stories. She was trying to find a transition. Yeah.
Do you think that she knew? My question is, do you think that she knew, like, she was hiding that story intentionally because she knew this was going to be the, like, people aren't expecting this? Or she genuinely thinks all of her stories are equally interesting. So whether it be the flute pussy or the 90-second, what's it called? What's the name of that?
Bottle.
Yeah, spin the bottle. Both are equally interesting stories.
What do you think?
She backed it up with, are we going to bang? I'm getting kind of antsy.
Yeah, so I think it was a combination she was of both. Yeah, like, she was running out of stories, and then she was like, we got to get this progressing more.
Like, there's a reason why I can't know this one is.
I also think, like,
I thought it was a very progressive character to be her, for her to be the one that's like, I'm here to bang.
She took what she wanted.
Yeah. She did, girl.
But I was thinking more of that, like, she, like, because most of those stories she would tell to, like,
everybody.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like it would be, like, to her band friends. So, like,
why would you? I'm pretty sure they were all there.
True. You think she does it one time at band camp to her band friends?
No.
Maybe there's different camps.
Maybe.
Different cabins. Or maybe they're
different parties at, okay, different parties at band camp?
Maybe.
There's the flute band camp section. Yeah, that's parties. True.
Yeah.
Then there's the brass section.
Brass parties.
So the conversations with her and her band friends are, she'll say, one time at band camp, and they'll laugh, and they'll be like, well, one time at band camp. Just imagine being in the middle of a conversation.
I would blow
them.
My brains out, but yeah.
It's time to run, for sure.
With the flute.
But yeah, I feel like the stories that she was telling, like, the other stories were more of, like, I don't know, like, it wouldn't go with, like, what other people were saying. And, like, I don't think anyone was talking to her. She was like, I have stories to tell. And, like, I also feel like, because at the end she said, like, well, that's basically half of band camp. It's sex ed. So I feel like she thought everyone, if, like, this was happening at band camp, it's happening everywhere else.
During summer.
She didn't think it was that interesting, because surely everyone's done that.
Apparently band camps are just orgies. I didn't play any instruments.
I played the cello, which was in orchestra.
I don't think band camp was a thing when I played the flute.
You played a flute?
I played a flute.
Gross.
I did. No. I sometimes...
Gross!
I sometimes do...
Gross!
Pull it out and play a song from Aladdin on it. What's ew about that?
You said pull it out.
Oh my gosh. Whatever.
Where do you store it?
In its case.
Stop!
I did it.
I'm very uncomfortable now.
But yeah, speaking of Michelle's progressiveness, I think that I also liked... I liked the female characters in this. Heather was also very like, I want to go to prom with you. Am I your girlfriend? She was very to the point, and I appreciate that.
That is true. Pushy. I did feel very bad for... pretty much all of them at prom, though, because the music was awful. They got jibbed.
The band was my what the fuck moment.
Yeah.
Just hire a DJ and play, like, music.
Was it Arabian Nights?
Don't ever go with that option.
The theme was Arabian Nights.
You know what? I think that, you know why there were no teachers around? Because the teachers were the band, and they were over, like, at band.
Probably.
They were rehearsing for the prom.
They went to band camp, and they were... trying to figure everything out.
I mean, yeah. If I walked into my prom and that's who was playing and that those are the song choices, I would just... I didn't drink at my prom, but I might have if that was...
Yeah, that would drive anyone to drink at their prom.
Late 90s proms were different music than now. It was more rock.
better.
That's
music.
Rock. Figured, yeah, that's, I mean, what you're classifying.
No,
this
but it
band
wasn't
to
like
be
your bump and grind music.
Ugh, lame.
Yeah, but pretty much anything would have been better than that.
That was so like, funny though.
Down the street, and She's All That. They had Usher as their DJ.
Oh my gosh, yeah, yeah, that would be amazing.
What down the street,
yeah,
and She's All That,
yeah.
And She's All That High, they had Usher.
I like the idea that all of these two movies or proms are taking place on the same night. And so, yeah,
just city rivals.
I think they are. Yeah.
They're going to go to the She's All That prom.
Yeah. That's canon now. I'm hoping that is.
Down the street at She's All That.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Did anyone else feel bad for their...
Or Blink-182?
I think they had a great time with their scene.
You think they regret watching a teenage girl webcam?
No.
On a movie? Probably not. Punk rockers.
I'm going to not comment on what the mental states right now. I'm not going to presume to know anything about Blink-182's mental conditions.
Probably not great.
But like a lot of, I felt like a lot of the time, it was the four guys were talking at prom and leaving their dates like just sitting there waiting. They showed them like a couple times like, oh no, like how are they gonna get laid? Like there's no way any of them are getting laid.
You gotta talk to me.
It seemed like none of them liked each other. Like Kevin and Tara Reid didn't care for each other.
But I thought Heather and Oz,
they, yeah, maybe, because they could whisper to each other.
Yeah, he just, for, he's like, from what I can see of you from my squinty eyes, I like it.
from this blurry image.
I see blonde.
And then Jim, well, he didn't not like her, but he didn't know her.
Oh, he didn't want to go. Like,
yeah, it was just because she didn't know his antics or pretended not to know.
No, there's no reason why they were going to be like right by their dates the whole time. It made sense that they kept breaking off to go talk by themselves.
Wow. I mean, Kevin and Vicky were dating.
Yeah, but they didn't really like each other.
They didn't.
But he was still putting months of work.
He's just there because of all the work he'd put in.
That's the worst excuse for anything I've ever heard.
Also, I love you.
I guess.
Did he say I love you at the end?
He did. Yeah. Post or pre insertion.
Ew.
It's a pre or post?
Pre.
It's pre.
Precoitus?
He said, I love you. And she's like, me too.
And it seemed sincere. I really believe that.
It did not
seem sincere.
Wait, who did seem sincere?
It seemed forced.
Yeah, they, even at prom forced? When they were dancing, they couldn't figure out how to... It was. I liked that they were doing subtle things to show that this isn't going to go
well.
They
were seniors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they went to a junior prom.
Yeah.
So slow dancing was the same a year before.
Yeah, they forgot how.
Were they dating? Because he said only he put in months. He didn't put in a year.
That's true.
So what if they got together?
Plenty of time.
To learn how to put a hand on a shoulder.
In December.
What about December?
That's when they got together.
Brian's trying to put a timeline on their relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, December of their senior year. Okay. So they had January, February,
March, April.
4 months. That's a lot of work for 4 months.
Bryant saying that he earned it by then.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Oh, Bryant, you are not coming across well in this episode.
I'm just going to put an editor's note. Bryant is always joking.
Well, I think are we at prom king and queen time? No. Yes.
I mean,
I said
yeah, we're at prom and we need to talk about post-prom parties.
Oh, okay. What?
But what was the post?
I mean, Stifler's mom was there.
Don't see until the end, right?
It's after prom, they go to Stifler's party.
And that's, I think Jennifer Coolidge has never looked better.
Well, she looked like she'd hurt you.
What does that mean?
She was the aggressor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
She took vitamins. What were you saying?
I mean, she said, "You're so dead."
She did say that.
And threw him on a pool table.
Oh, yeah.
Which has got no cushion.
No.
That's got to be painful. I love when Stifler opens the door. He goes, "Shipwreck."
Shipwreck.
He's so upset. Mom? He's so upset, but he still can't call him by his name.
Like, they don't know what he saw.
No.
I'm sure it wasn't good.
Yeah. Definitely not.
Well, because that was the next morning, right? Whenever he goes in?
Yeah, I think so.
Or was it during?
I think so.
Because it wasn't during.
No, no.
No.
I think it was the next morning.
What about the MILF guys?
They were so funny.
When he starts making out with her picture.
Harold and Kumar before Harold and Kumar.
But that wasn't... That was funny. It was...
That wasn't...
It was...
It was, not, it was John Cho.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't... Was no, it Kumar?
No, it was some white boy.
Penn. Cal Penn.
Yeah, yes.
It wasn't him.
It was not Cal
But Penn. Yeah, he straight up starts making up with that dude.
Was there...
Oh!
No, it was the deleted milk. Scene where, like, he, like, the other guy takes just, a sip and just, like, he turns back around and just, like,
dribbles it out.
They yelled MILF for a long time, which I feel that is very accurate to how, like, when a teenage boy gets a good joke, yeah. It'll go on forever.
That is true.
We created MILF. Like, we did didn't it? Really say
technically,
MILF before that.
It did not. It was a phrase used before. It just popularized it.
Yeah, definitely popularized it because it was everywhere after that.
Yes.
MILFs.
So, thank you, American Pie.
Thank you, American Pie.
For MILFs.
Yeah.
The origin story.
That part did crack me up, though, when you just started, like, getting close to the picture and making out with it. It reminded me of Superstar when she makes out with the tree. Just, you know, sometimes you get urges and you have to put them somewhere.
Yep.
Yikes. That's a problematic way to phrase it.
I do not like this conversation anymore.
But yeah. Prom king and queen in your eyes. So
do
we do prom king and queen at the end of every episode, Jason.
Okay.
Where you just...
You should know this if you're a fan. You should have known. You should come prepared. That was gross, Sam.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Just watch. Right into the microphone.
Never turn away from the mic.
I'm sorry.
Just straight into the microphone.
I might not know about prom king and queen, but I haven't done that.
You know mic etiquette.
Sorry. I should have turned.
Just right in the ear.
I had a little booger.
Oh, you made it worse.
Let's go heavy with the edit button today.
Yeah. Okay.
So what does prom king and queen consist of?
It's just basically like your favorite characters of the movie, a girl and a guy, even though Bryant broke protocol.
I did.
A couple
last
episode for the Bring It On episode, he picked two girls to be prom king and queen. But we're progressive. It's 2019. Yeah. We can do that. We just hadn't done it before, is what I'm saying.
I'm a trendsetter, basically what Sam is saying.
Basically. You don't snort into the microphone with confidence, but other than that.
Was that with confidence, though?
I'm just
reckless
kidding.
Abandon.
So, think that, and yeah, sometimes we come prepared and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we think about it on the fly. Okay, so I think that my prom king is going to be... Jim? I think I'm going to go with Jim. I think the dancing won me over, as it always does in life. He just was so serious and so into it.
He went after that chair.
That it really, I was really impressed by it. Twice. I think that we would have a really good time dancing at prom together. And then prom queen is, I really like Jessica. I really like, because I think that that's the kind of person I would like to be, just kind of on the outside of all the drama.
She was a cool chick.
Yeah, looking at, and that's what, I like to fancy myself a cool chick. I wasn't at all.
Yeah.
But I was a little, you didn't need to agree like that. So, Jessica.
Sincere,
Jessica and Jim. And they've got the alliteration going.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Jim and Jessica?
Double J.
Jim and Jessica. DJ. That's what she's.
Strong.
All right. Well, I think I'm alone in this opinion, but
it's awesome. Heather.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Oh
go.
Shit!
Brian,
no, it's not Heather. Sorry, it is Oz, because I don't know. I just liked him. I thought he was cool. He had a good transformation.
Really good butt cut.
Yeah,
he had a good butt cut.
He played lacrosse. He was
and
an
football.
Athlete and football.
You bet you didn't even know I played football too, did you?
I didn't. Did they show that?
That's a lie.
That's what he tells Heather when she's like, "That's just some
well,
dumb
job."
Well,
I see
job.
It works. I fell for it. So.
I also play football. I bet you didn't even know that.
All right.
I also play football. I bet you.
Didn't. I also play
so
football.
So Oz, he was cool. I think if I was in high school, I would like him. And then.
Like, crush, like or just like as a friend.
Maybe as a friend.
That is such a high school way to ask that question. Do you like him or do you like him?
Probably as a friend.
What is this just podcast like, but not about? Like.
Yeah. Okay. And then Sam stole mine, but I also really like Jessica. I just thought she was really cool. And again, somebody that you would like to hang out with, just like cooler than all of them.
Yeah, sure. You just want to laugh about what's going on, but you don't want to have anything to do with it.
You don't watch it. Totally. Not be a part of it.
Those are my selections, and I'm sticking to them.
And I'm sticking with them. Shit. I always have trouble with this. It's easier whenever the older episodes. It was much easier to find a prom king and queen.
Okay.
What? I don't know. I felt like it was easier.
Okay.
There was, I guess, because I watched those movies. Yeah,
you had had years to formulate those opinions on who was the best and who wasn't. But on the first time ones, it is a little harder.
You may go. You got it.
No, yeah, you could go.
Guess right. Jumping the gun.
Yeah, sorry. But I'll forget if I don't say it now. Okay. So Jim is... He's perfect. He was the perfect high school
kid. Do you like Jim or do you like Jim?
I like Jim.
Wait, is he your most relatable person?
Yeah.
What's your most relatable moment of this movie?
Most relatable?
Yeah.
Filming people in my room.
Oh my gosh.
Kidding.
I believe it.
most relatable. Just the awkwardness, I guess. Like, they all were trying so hard and failing miserably. It's just the way they were. So I could relate to that for sure.
No way.
High school was fun. But anyway, the prom king, queen is Jim. King is Jim for sure. And I guess for the chick, I'm going Nadia.
Oh, Jason.
I'm going Nadia. She's in it for so little. She doesn't have a big part.
No.
But what she has.
Oh my gosh.
She makes all of it happen.
She makes good use of her time.
Say it slower and creepier.
She makes all of it happen.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear that.
You asked for that.
Yeah.
She's perfect. I mean,
she's perfect.
The accent you can chip away at if you want to, but she was into Jim, and Jim was the most
was real she into
high
Jim?
School character. She was.
Oh, yeah. She was definitely in a
She webcammed him at the end. She came back That's on true. A webcam.
I thought that was cute. Even though I know where he again. Ultimately, his fate ultimately lands, that was cute that she was saying hi to him.
It does say a lot about her that she wasn't pissed off.
Right. Like, maybe that's just what you do in the Czech Republic. She got deported
and also put on the internet. So yeah. She's a cool chick. If not her, Jessica. Jessica's a close second.
I think prom queen would be Jessica. I think from everyone else's explanation and from what I can remember. Yeah.
You stole our routine. Sorry. That's what? From Bring It On. I was just saying.
Wrong movie.
Oh, we're not talking about that. I'm just kidding.
And then I guess prom king.
Sherman.
Just out of left field. Jim's dad.
Jim's dad. It's a good one.
It's so funny. This is like him trying to be supportive.
Yeah.
Being so supportive of his son. Just like, he got to learn some way, and I'm going to do the best that I can do.
It was a sweet moment at the end when he was like telling him to be careful.
Oh, with the corsage.
Yeah.
He went all subtle with it instead of being like, wrap it up, son.
That is true.
It was like his. It was nice. His dance at the end.
God, that was
sweetheart. Like, what he said.
He was priming her.
I'm coming. I guess is what he said.
Yeah, sweetheart. Was it just sweetheart?
I'm coming.
Oh, I didn't say it.
Yeah.
Oh. It was just funny.
She was off screen down the hall and saw those dance moves.
Just ran away.
Stuff started falling off.
She ran away.
Stuff started falling off. But yes. Go American Pie. Was it named after the apple pie? I wonder where their name American Pie came from.
Sweetest American Pie.
Oh, the song too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Figured it out. Figured out the mystery. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thank you.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Like and subscribe to our podcast.
Yes, please.
Please rate us so then we could get more listens and such.
And thank you for Thank you for Jason. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for Jason.
Amen.
Thanks to Jason for being our first ever special guest.
Thank you for having me.
Hope you had fun.
I did. It's good times.
Good times. Bye.
Bye.
That one wasn't me. That was somebody making fun of me.
Hear you later.
Yeah, hear you later. We stole that from you, Cassie. That's how we're going to sign off.
Hear you later.
She goes, hear you later.
Bye.
Bye.